Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, May 1st, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss what we will call a new world order, a new political order for the world, which for our purposes is the order being built in place of the Westphalian order that we talked about in our last podcast. Westphalia was not just one system of order among many. It was the most morally and intellectually appealing of all systems, a system where the parties agreed that they would not seek to impose their religious principles upon others. Nation states were the highest form of government, and they would no longer interfere in the internal affairs of other states. It was a way of incorporating multiple societies, religions, and states into a search for a more peaceful and orderly world. Today, our search for a new system of order has led us instead to a world of disorder. On one hand, we talk about international law and the international community, but chaos and disorder threaten our interdependent world. So we try to construct a new world order, a new order without the old religious values. This becomes necessary because in so many ways we have rejected Westphalia in an effort to achieve dominance, whether through the philosophy of American exceptionalism, where America makes the rules but doesn't have to follow them. Thus, America rejects the order of Westphalia, and America rejects the Magna Carta at the same time. Once those are rejected and religious values are rejected, all you have left is brute force. Take the Middle East as an example, where religion reigns supreme and obviously seeks to impose itself on its neighbors and even around the world. It wars within itself through various sects of Islam. This chaotic system was controlled, at least since World War I, by the formation of artificial nation-states run by selected strongmen, or dictators if you prefer. There are only about four actual nations, and those are Iran, Egypt, Turkey, and Israel. Each can trace their existence back thousands of years with brief absences here and there. They seem to be emerging now as competitors for regional dominance. So no respect for the internal affairs or religions of neighbors leaves the region with a constant struggle for dominance among nations and warring subgroups, much like Europe was in 1618. In Europe today, we see nation-states trying to become absorbed into regional government, which has led to constant problems. The region is under constant economic stress because of extreme debt conditions in weaker economies, which find it impossible to run national economies based on nothing but social welfare and tourism. Immigration from those failed states and from the previously mentioned Middle East, immigration trying to escape from war and poverty, causes continued friction with the clash of Islamic religious fervor and the agnostic secular West. Instead of looking at the problems from a Westphalian perspective, the various regions just double down, thinking that their economic chaos can be solved through various regional entanglements and free trade agreements. The search for cheap labor to replace the more expensive home workers leads to dissolution of borders and a breakdown of traditional societies. Regions, whether the European Union, the Middle East region, the Trans-Pacific region, or the North American Union, are not nation states. Though sometimes they try to pretend they are, these regions usually try to resolve the frictions caused by loss of borders, unrestricted immigration, displaced workers, etc., by adopting a multicultural, all cultures are equal and interchangeable philosophy. So eventually, in our new world utopia, we will all be one race, one religion, one gender, and one sexual orientation, kind of a hodgepodge, polyglot soup made from the world's ingredients. Many people have tasted this new soup, and they don't like it. They want their own religion, their own families, their own jobs, and their own countries. Never fear, though, the people at the top of this have the answer. We can dominate it all from Washington. You can be in the game, though, but you can't be king. Only we can be king. If you don't accept the vassal's role, we will starve you out with sanctions and lack of credit. We will totally dominate everything because we control the world's money. You are nothing but starving beggars without us. And we have unlimited funds. If you behave, though, we'll give you some of it. The regions can be led by various regional players. Iran, Russia, Germany, and China come to mind. We have no permanent friends and no permanent enemies, just permanent interests. Finally, folks, welcome to the New World Order. Not much order out there yet, though. Return to Westphalia. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.